You turn to God from idols. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Witchcraft is drastically on the rise, especially among young women between the ages of 14 and 30. And we might think that why is Father giving a homily on witchcraft? Because none of us practice it. That may be the case. But the fact of the matter is that it's been so much drastically on the rise that very often people find themselves in a neighborhood which has witches in it. For instance, if you see a little plaque on the back of somebody's car that says Wicca, that person's a witch, or is at least associated with them. So there is an important to understand precisely what's wrong with witchcraft and magic, and also the effects of it, and also the way to avoid the effects of it. There are two kinds of magic, which we may say. There's a twofold distinction, I should say. There's one distinction which says that there is called a white magic, which is innocuous. It's just a sleight of hand where they deceive you for just a moment because you look at one thing, but they in fact did another. But this is based on a form of intellectual deception, and it's not actually based on any demonic activity. Then there's what we call black magic, which uses a demonic agency. Now that distinction is valid and it actually works. But then there's another distinction which people make, which is actually a false distinction. They say that there's a kind of white magic which uses a demonic agency, but it is for a good end. And then there's black magic which uses a demonic agency for a bad end. And so there are some who are ignorant that think that using white magic in this sense is okay. But in fact, it is immoral because of the use of the demonic. A great deal of work of the exorcists around the world is the result of trying to undo the damage of magic and witchcraft. St. Thomas says that all divination, and divination is a form of witchcraft, all divination results from the demon's operation, either because the demons are expressly invoked that the future may be made known, or because the demons thrust themselves into futile searchings of the future in order to entangle men's minds with vain conceits. Nor is it vain to seek knowledge of the future when one tries to get it from a source whence it cannot be foreknown. Therefore, it is manifest that divination, St. Thomas says, is a species of superstition. St. Thomas thought that witchcraft was so bad because of the effect, which we'll see later, that it was a capital crime because of the serious damage caused to the common good of the society by witches. The use of the demonic in magic and witchcraft is sinful for the following reasons. There are essentially three of them. One, by virtue of invoking itself, we ought never to have anything to do with the demonic, so you cannot invoke the demonic in order to gain something. It is even worse, St. Thomas says, if there is some sacrifice which is done in order to get what we want. So people who engage in witchcraft where they do these demonic sacrifices, for instance, you even hear this, they'll actually sacrifice children and things like that, which is one of the reasons why young children show up missing very often in this country, because they're stolen in order to sacrifice them to the demonic in order to get something. That the very invoking of the demonic is sinful. Next, on the side of the result or the effect of the witchcraft, since demons are always seeking man's ruin, so even if we might think we're getting some little good thing out of it, in point in fact, they are doing it only because they know they can bring us to our ruin by doing so. Third, St. Thomas says that seeking social intercourse in the demonic is a sin against the communion of saints, because our social dialogue should be ordered towards the communion of saints and not towards the communion of sinners. The effects of the witchcraft and magic in the bad sense are multiple. In fact, they're almost impossible to enumerate. The first is possession of the person who performs the witchcraft and of others towards whom the witchcraft is directed. So you'll see this from time to time. I've known of cases where people were actually possessed precisely because they got involved in witchcraft. They can also become obsessed, or they can cause obsession of another's, and that's when the demonic cause constant images in their imagination and the person can't get their mind off and it can drive them to a psychological illness. Then it can also cause oppression of the person who performs the witchcraft, or oppression of others towards whom witchcraft is directed. And this consists in physical injury, such as illness, hitting, or physical manipulation of the individual. so that sometimes people will engage in witchcraft precisely because they want to cause physical injury to the person who does it. There are cases in Italy, for example, where women who became envious of another woman's pregnancy actually cast a spell on the woman to have the child become possessed or oppressed, so the child ends up deformed when it comes out. And these were cases which exorcists later found out when they did exorcisms. So it's possible for someone to be possessed even from within inside the womb. This is why, in the old rite, it is required to exorcise children. Everyone says, well, they're innocent. Why would there be a problem? Well, that's why. The demonic influence can also occur in animals, such as dogs and cats, or pets, or things of this sort. There can be demonic infestation of houses as a result of magic, either one's own when one performs the magic, or those in the neighborhood. Sometimes priests have to exorcise people's houses because of the activities of witches in the neighborhood. I know of a case whose woman's house is completely possessed because there's an active witch coven right next door to her. There can be infestations of cars so that the cars don't work properly, or machinery, or things of this sort. And this can occur in any other physical possession which won't work properly. We can see that can be the effect of magic. Affecting of people's emotional life can occur through magic. This is why young girls will use it to influence their boyfriends or to alienate the affections of other various people from each other. It can result in the loss of a person's job when somebody uses witchcraft against them, because the boss will be influenced by the demonic activity, and as a result, he ends up firing the person who is innocent. These are just a small amount of number of ways in which witchcraft causes damage. You can see from this why it is considered a capital crime, because it's so serious. Now, I'm not suggesting that we go out and start hunting down witches and burning them at the stake, but at the same time, the state has a right to enact laws and make it a capital crime. There are different forms of witchcraft and magic that can open one to demonic influence. I mentioned Wicca, which is one. There's also what we call necromancy and pyromancy and things of this sort, and these are a form of divination in which a person uses these things in order to tell the future. We cannot know the future for certain except by divine revelation, and this is why to try and determine what the future is opens up us to the demonic influence, because it's a form of superstition. That is, we use like tea leaves and things like that to determine our future, and that is thinking that the tea leaves can actually tell the future. They can't. A created thing can't tell the future. Only God can, or someone to whom God reveals. And as a result, getting involved in that opens up the door to the demonic. Seances, Ouija boards and other such games, voodoo, which is a serious problem, especially in Africa and certain other countries, hexes, spells, and demonic incantations they'll use. What's called the evil eye. Now, there's two kinds of these evil eyes. One is, it's a facial expression which you give to somebody in order that they'll be influenced by the demonic. Sometimes the evil eye comes in the form of a trinket. So in certain countries, you can buy these little trinkets called evil eyes. And this is just a form of superstition, because they think if they have this, it'll ward off the evil spirits. It's the exact opposite. You make use of it, you're going to be affected by the evil spirits. Then there's what we call amulets. Now, these are, again, little trinkets that people use, and they mimic the sacramentals. The demonic love mimicking God, and so they like their little type of sacramentals in a certain sense, the same way that God uses sacramentals. Fortune-telling and horoscopes, palm readings, and predicting of the future can be forms of getting involved with the demonic and forms of witchcraft, and this is one of the reasons why the church has strictly forbidden people to get involved in these. Sacrifices to the demonic, which I mentioned, making pacts with the devil, people selling their soul for the sake of gaining something. Then there's what we call incubus and succubus, which are forms of conjugal relations which people actually have with demons, which I've known of cases where this has actually occurred. And this is something that's very serious, and people have to avoid these things for obvious reasons. And there's many other forms which people just simply have to avoid, because the demons are going to only lead you to the ruin when people get involved in this. So how do you avoid being affected by the magic of other people? First, you need to stay in the state of grace and receive the sacraments regularly. Because the demonic very often, even if there's some spell cast on someone who's in the state of grace, the demonic sometimes will not get involved with it only because they don't want to deal with people who are in the state of grace or receive the sacraments regularly, because very often they're likely to be repelled by the power of God by doing so. You should make ample use of the sacramentals, such as holy water, especially the old rite holy water, because the old rite holy water is exercised and therefore has a greater capacity to repel the demonic. Exercise salt, which you can even use in cooking. It's good for parents to use that. Wearing of the scapular and Saint Benedict medals, which are particularly powerful in this regard. Be used with devotion and faith and not superstitiously. That is, one has to recognize that the power to repel the demonic and to keep us safe from witchcraft comes from God and not the particular thing which you're using. The thing is blessed and given specific prayers over it, but that's so that God will make use of it in order to drive these things out. So it's the power of God and not the thing. If people use it just thinking the thing in itself caused it, that's superstitious, and guess what? The demonic can get involved in that. You don't have to, don't be naive about witchcraft. Don't presume it's not a problem in your neighborhood, even though at the same time you don't go knocking on every door. Are you a witch? Are you a witch? You know, you don't want to be getting the witches riled up in case they are there. But at the same time, you have to be aware of it, but don't look under every rock. Don't be paranoid and don't presume everybody's involved in it. If you have a good founded reason to believe that there's some demonic influence, talk to a solid priest who can tell you whether it is or not. Avoid people who engage in witchcraft and do not allow them into your home. If this is not possible because you happen to be related to them or whatever the case may be, then avoid them as much as possible and make use of means of protection against them and pray for them that they will get out of the witchcraft. Normally, when people confess witchcraft, the penances have to be severe. And the reason being is because when people engage in witchcraft, the mere cessation and contriteness does not undo the damage. Because the damage has been unleashed and the demonic have been given a certain power over certain things because of people's involvement in it. And as a result, they have to do a great deal of penance in order to undo the damage that they've caused. While it might seem that this homily is fantastic, And that is probably because many people do not have contact with people who are involved with this stuff, but many others do. And you should be aware of these things so that you and your children do not fall into these things. Parents should strictly forbid their kids to be involved in these things. And you should make ample use of these sacramentals so that you do not succumb to the demonic influence caused by magic. Again, don't look under every rock. Avoid buying things and buying houses and things of this sort that people have been involved with magic, because you're only going to end up with problems. So avoid these things if possible. Be knowledgeable, don't be naive, but at the same time, don't be paranoid. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.